on Thursday. Near 60 for a high with sunshine. Lower 60s Friday, still dry. Showers become likely again Saturday, Saturday night, and maybe even some lingering showers on Sunday as the next storm system arrives. Get our free weather app on your phone and you'll be ahead of the weather. You'll know when the weather changes are coming. It includes push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar, future radar, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Alabama's asking the U.S. Supreme Court to let it proceed with this week's scheduled execution of 67-year-old inmate Vernon Madison. Madison's lawyers say because of strokes, he can't remember his crime or understand his execution. Madison was found guilty of killing a Mobile police officer in 1985. 51-year-old Edward Allen Martin went hunting on his property last Friday, didn't return home. Officials found him. They believe he fell 18 to 20 feet from a tree stand. He was deceased. It's unclear if his death was because of the fall or a medical event. No foul plays expected. And after a health inspection of 45, the Marathon Foods at 4101 Troy Highway was issued an emergency close order. No hot water in the kitchen, no hand towels at the kitchen sink, ice machine with mold, cooked beef, pork, and rice not properly dated, no food thermometer, rodent droppings in the kitchen, and there were other violations. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jones.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here from my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
High caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They're much more than a typical pawn shop. They can get you the best price on your pawn, sure. And they have items that you won't find at any old pawn shop. You can find the best deals on TVs, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, tools, and more. Even interesting items like military memorabilia. And you know that you can count on Danny and the staff at High Caliber. They've been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. That's why you're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You're family. When it comes to personal protection, High Caliber Gun and Pawn has it all. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. The fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. All your firearms and ammo in one place. And the most unique pawn items anywhere. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive, just across from Bradville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune.
realized
I said that's life.
That there was a debate over whether Frank Sinatra was talented. I have discovered this debate in the last year or so.
Really?
Yes. People act like he wasn't even very good. He got it in the mafia liked
him. My mother said that.
They made sure he got famous because they liked him.
Well, my mother always said.
Frank Sinatra's great.
Well,
how did that become a thing that people were dogging old Blue Eyes? How did that become a thing, Jay?
Well, because he got parts in movies and things because the mob leaned on the Hollywood producer. I mean, that's just a rumor out there that he wasn't all that talented.
Oh, come on. Come on. That bothers me. Our number, if you want to get in, 272.
Have you ever seen the movie From Here to Eternity?
No.
I think he was in that, and I think they put pressure on the producer to put him in the movie, and he really wasn't all that good.
I mean, isn't that what the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal was about? He was putting people in movies who probably weren't the most talented person, but they were willing to bang him on a couch somewhere in Hollywood?
Well, I don't...
I mean, isn't that kind of the whole deal? Isn't that Hollywood 101?
Apparently.
Isn't that what we've learned? Is that careers of these people you otherwise never would have heard of? Some woman who would be a waitress at a Hollywood diner to this day, like Cameron Diaz and Gwyneth Paltrow? I mean, they're fine people, I guess, but for the fact that they banged Harvey Weinstein, would we even know who they are? I mean, I think, isn't that the lesson of the Harvey Weinstein scandal? Is that some women screwed their way to the top?
Yeah.
Lots of women screwed their way to the top? And men?
I don't think this is the same situation here with Frank Sinatra.
No, obviously he didn't. But passing over more talented people for less talented people who are influencing casting decisions, whether by mafia gunpoint or...
Another point?
Topless points. Who knows? I mean, I thought that was the lesson of Harvey Weinstein.
Sinatra was in the movie From Here to Eternity, which was one of the great movies produced, I think, in the 50s. It was a love story, and it was very salacious.
Well, I'm sure Harvey Weinstein had a few love stories, too. Who's this?
Hey, Baron.
Hey,
Ken. Jack. Hey, Ken.
I'm going to ask how you guys are doing. The lawyer's lying, and Jack's coughing his head off.
It's about right.
Jack, have you ever heard of a more elaborate story to explain how you got your mouth washed out with soap by your teacher in the third grade that you scraped up something you thought was what?
Ajax. From a pixie stick. Yeah, right.
That's pretty severe. But apparently his mouth got him in trouble even back then.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Baron, you need to see From Here to Eternity, but if you think Frank Sinatra, great singer, great entertainer. If you think his acting ability was in the class of, Burt Lancaster, Deborah Carr, Ernest Borgnine,
Montgomery Clift,
and several other lesser but great story about, it's just a great story. Donna Reed, and, you know, he had some roles, some comic roles, light comedy, musical comedy, that were pretty good. He, to my mind, really wasn't cut out for that role in From Here to Eternity, but did a fairly good job with it. But
Hold on, Frank Sinatra was not the first less than talented big name singer. Or he may have been the first, but he hadn't been the last. Less than talented big name singer to grace a movie in order to boost box office sales. Need I name people like Elvis and 50 Cent and, you know, I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, don't put Elvis or Frank in the same category as 50 Cent. But both of them will roll over in the grave.
I mean, really.
Probably.
No, I liked both of them as singers. I liked him well enough as an actor in some roles. His musical comedy roles were very good. but that was not one of his better roles, I guess.
Well, all I'm commenting on is the free market nature of Hollywood, where they will take a less than stellar actor who is either highly recommended by the mob, willing to take her pants off, or you know, has some big name that can lend itself to the billing, so that they can sell some tickets. I mean, this is what Hollywood does. They don't always take the best actor.
I don't think they needed Sinatra for that in this particular movie, though.
Yeah, I second that.
It was enough gravitas without him.
Well, I understand that, but the mafia leaned on him and they put him in the movie. Or like I said, that you have all these other movies where Weinstein has to throw a pretty blonde as the assistant lead actress or whatever.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, so he finds one willing to take her top off for him. I mean, this is how Hollywood works.
Well, then you're in the wrong business.
Well, I'm not taking my top off right now.
I didn't think you would.
I got a beautiful Indiana hoodie. It's going to stay on. But this is Hollywood.
Well, and it works. Tragically, I think it worked the other way when the agent for Elvis, Colonel Parker.
Yeah.
Had him put in some movies that were just gosh awful. And let's face it, Elvis was a great talent and had a little bit of acting ability, which should have been cultivated, but instead he was thrown into nonsense that made money. You know, a heck of a lot of people paid $1.50 or whatever it was back then to go and see his brand new musical. Baron.
Sir.
Who is the IG whose memo is now the source of much...
Horowitz.
...consternation?
Yeah. Horowitz.
Does he work for the Bureau or does he work for the Justice Department?
He's the DOJ IG.
Okay. And if I'm not mistaken, you commented that the IG does not have arrest capability or authority. That's not true.
He cannot open. Maybe I'm wrong on this.
He can investigate.
He can investigate. He can't open grand juries, though.
Well, I have it on the word of a recently retired special agent.
And he probably would know more than I do. But
And he says on probable cause, and of course with arrest warrants, that they do arrests all the time. And also subpoenas for grand jury and, oh gosh, what was the other investigative?
Well, I hope all that's true and more, because absent a grand jury, I'm not sure what power he has to compel people to cooperate with his investigation.
Well, I hope that it's further evidence that that Jeff has been busy doing what he needs to be doing and has had his IG at work, and hopefully we're going to see the lid blown off of this sooner rather than later.
I hope you're right.
I've got a statute here. Someone just texted me. The authority of the Inspector General to have access to all records. Hold on. Someone in the text, it said it has arrest power, so let me do a little search for the word arrest here.
Is this from Chad?
No. It says, in addition to the authority otherwise provided by this act, each inspector general, any assistant inspector general for investigations under such an inspector general, may be authorized by the attorney general to, and then sub B is, make an arrest without a warrant while engaged in official duties as authorized under this act. So he has to get his authority from the attorney general before he has arrest power, is what it looks like here. Yeah, seek and execute warrants for arrest. So that's under the if they get the authority from the Attorney General. So if Jeff Sessions has given him the authority to have arrest power in this case, then he would have it. It is the way I'm reading the statute. But generally speaking, they don't. They have to seek it from the Attorney General.
Well, I hope he has the authority, and I hope he's reaching for the holster on his back belt that houses the shackles.
Yeah. Seek and execute warrants for arrest Search of a premises or seizure of evidence. Yeah, okay. So if the Attorney General has given him the authority, then Katie, bar the door.
Well, why do you think it's being held semi-secret currently?
The memo?
Yeah.
I hope it's for maximum impact.
Right.
That's my hope, is that it's for maximum impact. That they're waiting for the right time, that they're seeding the pot, that if it had just broken, you know, without any groundwork being laid ahead of time, that people wouldn't know what it was, wouldn't be expecting it, the troops wouldn't be in motion. The troops are in motion now to pick up the team is ready to carry the football across the goal line right now. I'm not sure 2 weeks ago they would have been if the memo had just dropped out of plain air, you know, thin air. But right now, they're ready to go. I mean, the team is lined up. They're huddled up. They're ready to grab the football and run for a touchdown. And I hope that's the hold up. I hope that's all the holdup is.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
They're briefing and putting on their gear, huh? Just like the squad would if they were.
Well, to get maximum impact, you have to have the conservative media ready to go, primed, briefed, ready to go. You have to have the activists. I mean, the activists for the Trump administration have been a key, critical, crucial part of this administration, both getting him elected and since he's been elected. I mean, there's an activist base of hundreds of thousands of people, you know, jokingly referred to as meme warriors, but people who are filtering this stuff out through social media. Now, the left likes to call them Russian bots. They're not Russian bots at all. They're human beings who are believers in this great president, who are believers that this country is under attack, under assault, and that there's one opportunity. We have one chance. It's a minimum of 3 years more that we have to save this great republic. And that they're willing to do their part and try to disseminate this information, and they have to be ready to go too. You know, you can't catch them unaware. So I hope that that's what the hang up is. I honestly can't think of another reason there would be a hang up, unless the Inspector General has somebody in a vice right now. You know what is in a vice, and he's doing a little squeezing. And he's doing a little squeezing, saying, hey, your life's about to end when this memo hits. Maybe you ought to go ahead and tell us what you know.
That could be. Well, you know, in the early 70s, it only took 18 minutes of the absence of information. Let's see what can happen with 5 months' worth.
Let's see. This will be
interesting. It resulted in, it took a president down for 18 minutes' worth.
18 minutes, yeah. 18 minutes was a total cover-up. 30,000 emails, nothing. Lois Lerner's emails, nothing. Loser Keith Baker's text messages, nothing. Peter Stroke's 5 months worth of text messages, nothing. 18 minutes of a tape, you know, all hell broke loose.
Poor old Rosemary Woods.
Yeah, bless her heart.
God love her.
All right, I got to run to a break. Thanks.
Bye.
It was actually 18 and a half minutes.
Didn't they try to recover from those 18 and a half minutes?
Yeah.
And they were able to get, and it sounded like this.
Yeah, she was the ultimate protector of Nixon. God love her and God rest her soul. Anyway.
All right, guys, we'll be back. 20 minutes after 11.
Haven't seen you in a while. How've you been? Have you changed your style? And do you think that we broke? Don't seem the same. Seems you've lost your feel for me. So let's leave it alone. 'Cause we can't.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Mr. Sandman.
Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Serta, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down.
We need to do a segment, The Things We Learn at Break.
No, we don't.
Oh, my God.
That break conversation will never come to light. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Mark, if you'll sit tight, we'll be with you in a second. I got to tell you about my friends over at Cole Plumbing because...
Yes, sir.
We couldn't do the show without people like Cole Plumbing. Generous sponsors of hour number three. And, sorry, I was trying to hit your button off and I hit mine off. Guys, let me tell you, plumbing services are nothing to joke around about. There are three things that will kill you and destroy everything you own. Power, gas, and water. Now, power and gas will kill you in a real dramatic moment. But water will destroy everything you own and make you wish you were dead if you go screwing around with it and don't get it right. Cole Plumbing gets it right. And they don't have to dig up your whole yard and your foundation and your walls and all that stuff. They have a proprietary technology to go through and line those pipes more often than not and save you from having to dig up your whole yard. You've seen people that do this. They have to dig up the driveway. It's never awful. Looks the same. They have to dig up the foundation of the house, dig up the slab, tear down the walls. Oh, my gosh. What a nightmare. Call Cole Plumbing and get it done right the first time. They're number one in the number two business, Jake. 279-8919 is their number. 279-8919. And, Jack, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Mark.
Yeah, I was seeing some prayer requests and I wondered if you guys have heard anything about a school shooting in Kentucky.
Yeah, someone sent me a text message about it. One dead, several injured.
Okay. I'm just wondering. I've seen a couple requests for prayer on that. I don't know if you guys are talking about it yet.
It's awful. Hang on here. Let me look and see if I can see an update. Someone sent me a text earlier that had a link here. Let's see. Kentucky school shooting. There we go. Kentucky high school shooting leaves at least one dead, multiple wounded. This is a Fox News story 40 minutes ago. At least five shot at Marshall County High School. Anybody know where Marshall County is? Benton, Kentucky? I'm going to look it up.
There hadn't been anything on Fox. We have Fox News on.
And there's
in the
not
studio. I haven't seen any tickers about it.
Okay. Benton, Kentucky looks to be Gosh, Kentucky's such a loser state. West Kentucky.
Hey, it's pretty.
Like near Paducah. Kentucky's not pretty. Who said such a thing? Who would lie to you like that?
It is pretty.
Oh, gosh. It's awful.
Well, anyways, I was just checking to see if you heard anything, and I'm just patiently waiting for you to give us some good news on these memos when they're delivered.
We're going to give you the good news. We're going to give you the good news. I do not believe these will leak out. I believe they're going to try to do it right this time. There is $1 million reward for this memo from WikiLeaks. Wow. Now, if I'm on the House Intelligence Committee, I might have to claim that reward.
Yeah, you know, and I was, thinking about, a lot of people thinking Jeff Sessions wasn't doing his job while he was out there, but I'm kind of with some that sit there and say, no, he's been doing it behind the scenes, and he's just all of a sudden getting a blast.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, look, if Trump and Sessions have cooked this whole thing up from the beginning and the fake spat they had back and forth a few months ago, and if all that is true, then I will be pleasantly surprised. And I think the first 4 years of the Trump administration will go down as potentially the best 4 years of any president in history.
Well, I think he's a master at that. You remember how everybody thought he was crazy and all their bugging me at the Trump Tower and then, oh, man, this guy is a nut.
Oh, now, let me say this. I will say this as fact. By the time Donald Trump tweets, he knows.
Yep.
And any leftist that walks into a buzzsaw of a Donald Trump tweet trying to say, would you looky here, once again, the leader of the free world, Mr. Yep. Cheeto Reno over here, is just a low IQ spaz, and he tweets, and he's making an idiot out of himself. Any leftist that walks into that buzzsaw gets cut in half at their own doing.
He's a master fisherman. He just throws that bait out and they bite.
By the time he sent that tweet off in March or April last year, whenever it was, he knew the whole truth. He knew they had been bugging him. He knew there was FISA abuse. He knew it all from the beginning. And I do believe he sends these tweets off to get the rats scrambling.
Absolutely.
Like when these missing texts came up, I believe he tweeted so that they would start scrambling around because they were being monitored, and then their scrambling would be monitored. I do believe that. But by the time Donald Trump tweets something, there are times he says stuff, too, and I shake my head. I'm thinking, oh, Donnie, baby, come on, man. You can't say that. But you know what? He's always right.
I think he's a master at it, and I think we're going to be proud of Jeff Sessions here in the next month.
Well, I
hope so.
I sure hope so.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Yeah, hey, he didn't tweet anything out about Tide Pods.
Why are you fascinated with Tide Pods?
I don't know. My friend Lynn texted me and said, yes, college kids are eating them and they're dying. So, anyway.
Who's dying?
I don't know.
Who's dying?
Well, she said they will kill you. I'm sorry. She said they will kill you.
Now, yes, if you eat a mouthful of detergent, you might die. But as usual, I think this thing is totally overblown. There's probably two people who filmed a YouTube video of them with Tide in their mouth, and that was the end of it. And let me tell you, if my third grade teacher had washed my mouth out with Ajax, because I still remember it to this day how nasty that was. A caustic, nasty.
I bet.
Nasty. Sorry, I had your mic on.
That's all right.
A caustic, nasty flavor here. Let's see. I just want to cover all this at once, and then we can move on completely. FBI agents discussed a secret society within the DOJ and FBI working to undermine Trump. Congressional investigators learned from a new batch of text messages between anti-Trump FBI investigators that a, quote, secret society of folks, end quote, within the Department of Justice and FBI may have come together in the immediate aftermath, that's in quotes, of the 2016 election to undermine President Trump, according to Representative John Ratcliffe, who's reviewed the text. Now, I want to go back to something I've said on this show for the last year. If you have a duly elected leader of the free world, And there are rogue elements within the government that are trying to undermine him to the point where he is no longer the president. What French-sounding word does that remind you of?
Coup.
Coup. Coup. That is what a coup is. That is the definition of a coup, to remove a duly elected leader. That is what a coup is. And when you have a paramilitary organization like the FBI, now you have what we would call an armed coup. It's also treason, and it's also punishable by death. And I hope the Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions grows a pair of acorns and starts taking them up on this treason. If you have an armed paramilitary organization like the FBI, and they are, you don't believe me? Go look at some of their equipment. Automatic weapons, tanks. The FBI has all the equipment needed for a coup. When you have an armed paramilitary organization and there is a secret society of folks within that organization coming together to plot the overthrow of the United States government, that is called treason. Treason is punishable by hanging, preferably in public. I'm not kidding around. That's what you would call that, a coup.
Yeah.
I have told you from the beginning, this is what a coup looks like. I used to say in the year 2017, now I say in the year 2018. We don't roll tanks down Pennsylvania Avenue anymore. We don't have to. Not when we do coups in the 21st century. All you have to do is get a secret society of folks within the FBI, an armed paramilitary organization, to spy on people and selectively leak information to have them removed from office. That is a coup. If Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were part of a coup, they need to hang together. That is war. Let me ask you lefties something. Had Hillary Clinton won and Vladimir Putin was trying to impose a coup from outside this country and you found Russian agents inside this country trying to effectuate a removal of Hillary Clinton from office, what would you do with them? What would you do with the Russians? You would hang them high in public. Why should our FBI agents be held to a different standard? They shouldn't. If it is found that there is a rogue element inside the government who is attempting to undermine and overthrow the duly elected president of the United States, that is treason. That is a coup. They must die. That is an act of war. And nobody will ever be able to convince me otherwise. And you know me, I'm Mr. Pansy when it comes to the death penalty. I'm not a fan of the death penalty. But you know what? War is hell. And if you choose to find yourself on the other side of the United States government in war, you might die.
Don't you think Jim Comey knew all this was going on around him?
Yes.
I do too.
He needs to be in the middle of the stocks. Who's this?
Well, this is Sam, and that was a very interesting inlaid. I was going to say, well, if that is true, then you remember Waco because they brought in an Alabama armored battalion or an armored company to bust into the Waco compound. So, yeah, I can agree with that.
No, they are the FBI is without a doubt an armed paramilitary organization with high-powered weapons and heavy machinery. And when you talk about the FBI engaged in a coup, Donald Trump, are you listening? A coup? Trying to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States of America? That is the definition of a coup? Hang him. Hang him high.
Whoa.
I am not kidding around. We elected a man to be president.
No, I do not disagree. That's not why I called, but I do not disagree. Like I said, all you got to do is look at Waco.
But I want to know where the congressmen are who keep going on television talking about this memo, who keep going on television talking about these missing texts, who keep going on television talking about this secret society. Why is one of them not looking at there and said, you know, this sounds like treason to me. This sounds like a coup to me. Are we under attack? Are we at war in this country and nobody noticed?
Well,
I wish a congressman would take to a camera. Martha Roby, Mike Rogers, where are you? Go to a camera. Find a camera. Go to it and say, This seems like a coup to me. Armed rogue elements from within the United States government trying to overthrow an election? Trying to remove the duly elected president of the United States?
Well, being armed in and of itself, I mean, we've got police. Are you trying to say that police are part of that, or...
No, no, not being armed in and of itself. If you're an armed paramilitary organization out there busting up the bad guys and drug dealers and the mafia, knock yourself out. But once you turn that organization against the duly elected president of the United States, you're engaged in a coup, you're engaged in treason, you're engaged in war against the United States, and you should be killed.
Well, now, I just wanted to get back.
Why are people afraid to say that? If you try to overthrow the government of the United States, the death penalty is in order. Why are people scared to say that?
Oh, yeah, I'm not either, but I'm not like you.
Well, do you think Stroke and Page were trying... Do you think Peter Stroke and Lisa Page were trying to overthrow the government? I do.
I think they're trying to overthrow Trump.
Okay, now, that's the government. That's our government. That's our duly elected government. They're trying to overthrow it.
I agree with that, and I agree with the Democrats are so angry, so upset that they have nothing else on their minds but trying to keep Trump from even attempting to bring this country back to what it was. I lived through the 8 years of Obama and prayed for that guy every day, hoping some idiot out there did not assassinate him.
Oh, I said that to everybody, that the worst thing in the world, if you were anti-Obama, the worst thing in the world that could happen is for him to get assassinated. Frankly, yeah. That's no way that the United States conducts itself. We have free and fair elections. We have a peaceful transfer of power. You win some elections, you lose some elections. When you lose, you take your lumps. When you win, you try to get as much as you can. That's the way we do it. That's what makes us different and better than almost every other country on earth. And to have rogue elements inside our government attempting to overthrow the duly elected government of the United States of America, I mean, that's like the definition of an act of war.
Well, I think you need to throw the media in there too, Baron.
I agree. Hey, thanks for your call. We appreciate it.
I mean, they're engaging in acts of treason. If the members of the FBI are, you don't think this is a concerted effort on the part of the media to overthrow the president?
Without a doubt.
To have him impeached, to have him, you know, removed from office, have him killed even. We don't know that. Yeah. I mean, this is just unbelievable. It's a daily assault on him.
When 90%, 90, 95% of all news coverage is negative, it's not by mistake.
No, it's not. It's contrived, it's planned, and it's an absolute disgrace. I've never seen in my entire life news being filtered like this. That zero NBC, ABC, CBS, zero stories. On all three networks combined, zero stories on this memo in question. No mainstream media has covered it.
Yeah.
None. It's big news. 5 months of text messages disappearing.
Crawdad.
Hey, last year when Comey made that announcement in the summertime that they... found that there were things that were done that were violations of existing rules that had defined punitive measures. And then, in closing, Comey says, but we found no intent, therefore we're not going to, refer for prosecution. I fell out of my chair. Since when is ignorance of the law an excuse? If I don't intend to be speeding, I still get a ticket. I didn't intend to.
You sure do.
That was the giveaway for that one. But the question is, when the FBI was interviewing people, if I recall correctly, there were some folks that were given, where if you provide evidence, the agreement was that the information on their cell phones and laptops would be erased. And this was the agreement with the FBI during the investigation. These were staffers that were given immunity, and part of that condition with their attorneys was that the laptops be scrubbed. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. No, they part of their immunity was not only their laptops be scrubbed, but they would be allowed to smash
Yeah.
Their phones with hammers. They were allowed to destroy their own evidence.
Yes.
They were allowed to destroy their own evidence. This, from the beginning, and I hope this investigation into Hillary Clinton is investigated thoroughly, but from the beginning, the fix was in.
Yes.
Because the nominee was Donald J. Trump. I think had Jeb Bush been the nomination, that investigation may have gone differently. But when you had an anti-globalist, not just a non-globalist, but an anti-globalist, who had in his sights the globalist superpowers and said, I'm coming for you, and I'm going to dismantle you, and I'm going to destroy you, they could not take a chance that Hillary Clinton wasn't going to be the president. So as soon as it became obvious Trump was going to be the president, they had to save her. They had to. They had no choice. They had absolutely no choice. I don't think they started out wanting to save her nearly as much as they felt like they had to once they realized he was going to be the nominee. And Crawdad, you understand, I am firmly anti-death penalty. I am. I don't think there's any need for it, except in acts of war. Except in acts of war. And yeah, this is an act of war.
You mentioned the French word earlier, and the first thing that came to mind was guillotine.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, break out the guillotines. I got like two cans of WD-40 in this studio. We'll get them nice and greased up. Hey, I got to run. Thanks. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. The special this week, sautéed shrimp, broccolini, and a lemon cream sauce over bow tie pasta. What? Going to eat that two or three times. That's the special at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. If you're looking for lunch, how about this? You tell me where you can go for $9 and get sautéed shrimp, broccolini. If you don't know what that is, that's like the long thin broccoli. Sautéed shrimp and broccolini in a lemon cream sauce over bow tie, paired with a salad for $9. You run through Taco Bell and tell me you're going to eat as well for $9.
Well, it's going to be charred if you eat it.
I mean, it's going to be, if you go to one of these drive-thrus, one of these, you'll want to die after you eat $9. You'll want to die. You'll barely be full. It'll be so much grease and fat and refined ingredients. You'll want to drive into a concrete telephone pole on the way home and just say, to hell with it. I'm done with this world. If this is all I can eat, I don't want to live, because that isn't living. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, that's living. Award-winning pizzas, strombolis, calzones, fresh, handmade, homemade Italian pasta deliciousness, appetizers that are out of this world, desserts. Forget about it. I'm going to calm down before I go to lunch. I'm probably going to get killed when I leave the studio, by the way. FBI is probably conveniently positioned on rooftops around 4101 Wall Street.
Well, good for them. Hope they're a good shot.
I'm sure they are. They're trained. All right, we'll get back to these phone calls on the other side of the break. It's 44 minutes until 11 o'clock. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, the Zettel Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, boys and girls, that's special. We'll be back. Radiards full of old black men and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some cooler days and nights in our future, but not cold. Nothing like last week. Today, lots of sunshine. High temperature near 60. Tonight, mainly clear. Overnight, low 33. Tomorrow, more sun. Upper 50s for a high. Low tomorrow night, near freezing. On Thursday, near 60 for a high with sunshine. Lower 60s Friday, still dry. Showers become likely again Saturday night, and maybe even some lingering showers on Sunday as the next storm system arrives. Get our free weather app on your phone, and you'll be ahead of the weather. You'll know when the weather changes are coming. It includes push notifications for watches and warnings, plus radar, future radar, 10-day forecast, hourly forecast. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. Chest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest.
Simon and Garfunkel, also known as Paul Simon, with some guy sitting next to him on stage.
Yes, getting a lot of the credit. It's a great song.
If you ever look at the credits of the album, though, it's like every song is written by Simon, comma, P, period. Simon, comma, P, period. Simon, comma, P, period. And at the end of some song you've never heard of, it's like Simon, comma, P, period. Garfunkel, comma, A, period. There's like one credit, one writing credit on each album. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. We've just got a few minutes here left till the top of the hour. Don't forget, this hour of the program is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919 if you have any need to get in touch with some plumbing greatness. They're making plumbing great again, Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. We have trouble with your bowl.
Call on Cole.
We'll try to plow through these phone
calls.
This
has been the Baron Coleman implosion 2.5 hours.
No, not necessarily. No, then 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Well, maybe exploding. You're not imploding. You're exploding.
Yeah, well.
It's been...
I'm just frustrated with what I see. Trisha.
I bet Jack's sitting there wishing you had done this while he was out.
No. Probably.
I want to thank you for being the first person who's been brave enough to come out and call this for what it is. And people really need to think long and hard about what is going on in our country right now. Because this is going to end freedom for our children and grandchildren if something is not done about this. And I have been saying this to myself for over a year, and it was so refreshing to actually hear you say it. So I just want to thank you and congratulate you for being the first one, and I'll start praying for your safety.
Well, I mean,
thank you.
What these people have done have destroyed evidence. I mean, it is obstruction of justice at the very least.
No, it has been going on. It has been going
on. Yeah.
But they justify it. Like, they justify it at the highest levels of the FBI, just like when loser Keith Baker lost his text messages back then. They justified that they had a bigger goal, and they did not want the investigation jeopardized because, you know, Keith was sniffing around, you know, some other woman's skirt. I mean, and they didn't want the investigation jeopardized. And I understand the FBI's feelings on that, that they didn't want him texting his girlfriend, who happened to be a court reporter there, to screw up the investigation. But you know what? Those are the rules of the game. Those are the rules of the game, that your text messages are part of the evidence. when you're investigating. Those are the rules. And if you don't want your text messages to be known in public, don't be an FBI agent or don't send them. And so they get away with it. They get away with losing stuff like this. Lois Lerner and her emails. Those are the rules of the game, Lois Lerner. Once people figure out who you are and realize you were stifling freedom of expression and freedom of organization in this country, once they realize that you were making Tea Party groups jump through hoops that other groups didn't have to jump through, your emails now become part of the game, and you don't get to just delete them after the fact. And it's the same thing in this case. Once it's discovered, Peter Stroke and Lisa Page, that you guys are never Trumpers and you're working to undermine government and you're working to undermine the authority of the President of the United States, your text messages are now part of the game. And I understand the desire of the FBI to not want those to come to light. And so they go behind the scenes and delete them out of the archives and delete them off of their devices. I understand the FBI saying, we don't want this to come out. It will be gravely embarrassing. But it is treason.
What about the former president of the United States meeting with the acting attorney general of the United States on a tarmac in what was considered a coincidental meeting?
Yeah.
For 45 minutes on her plane.
She wasn't the acting attorney general. She was the
appointed attorney general.
Yes, yes.
By the president of the United States.
Yes. And the former president, who is the...
Whose wife was a candidate for the presidency.
And under investigation by the Department of Justice.
Right.
Goes and meets on a tarmac. Hey, it's just about grand.
Yeah, we...
And then when they subpoenaed the notes of the people who were in the plane, they said they were top secret. They said they were top secret and they couldn't be released.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, Tricia, this is why I get so animated.
Yeah. And when the rest of us need to be, too, they were saying on Hannity last night that we needed to contact our congressman, and that's exactly what we need to be doing.
Well, which
we need to be driving
those
people crazy until they actually get off their butts and do something about our freedom.
Which of these two loser congressmen in Montgomery are going to do anything? You think Martha Roby's going to poke her head up when she's in the fight of her life and say anything? Actually, the best thing she could do is to host a press conference and get all the Trumpers on her side. Hey, Martha! Are you listening? The best thing Martha Roby could do is call a press conference in downtown Montgomery and say, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. This is a disgrace. This is potentially treason. This is potentially a coup in the making. And we are going to get to the bottom of this. I will lend my office full support to try to uncover what's going on here. Because I refuse to live in a country. I refuse to raise George and Margaret, her two children, in a country where this goes on. We have a duly elected president. Leave him the hell alone. Stop trying to make stuff up about him. Stop trying to depose him. Stop trying to undermine him and to have a coup. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. The Martha Roby congressional office is full bore.
And she's on appropriations, which is the committee that funds the FBI.
Yeah. So she could help.
More money.
That is the best thing she could do.
She's in a good place to do that.
That is the best thing she could do. Now she
will make a phone call to her today.
Please, 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 by all means.
I don't think she's my representative, but I'll call her anyway.
Do you live east of Bell Road in Montgomery County?
Yeah, I live in Pike Road.
Okay, so. Yeah, she's not your representative, but you can still call her.
I'll call Mike Rogers too.
Tell him not to flip his wig, just do his job.
Well, thank you for the great job you're doing.
We really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
I, too, am a Pike Rodian. No, you know why Martha Roby won't do that?
We don't know that she won't.
Well, she hasn't.
No, she hasn't. She could.
She could. And, boy, would it turn that election on its head. Because right now she's in real trouble.
She's got a couple of people gunning for her.
She's got some decent opponents with name ID. Barry Moore going after her. Rich Hobson going after her. Some retired military guy from Elmore County or Autauga County going after her. I can't remember the guy's name. I'm sure he's a nice guy. But she's got some real competition. But if she went out there and acted like she was leading the charge on this and that she was outraged, and she needs to address the fact that, yes, I doubted the president even before he came in. I thought he was a little boorish. And I myself said, how can this guy be our president? But you know what? I was wrong then. I'm right now. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And I'm going to lend my entire office. We're going to do everything we can to uncover this. Anything I can do from any committee I'm on, I'm on board. I'm in the game. It would be dynamite for her election.
Yeah.
Man, I hope she does it. I really hope she does it. I hope she won't. I fear she won't because she's in with all those establishment folks. And they kind of want Trump to go down, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm not sure they want him to go down, but they're, you know.
You know, these establishment Republicans are losers. They want to be in the minority because they can raise money, but they don't actually have to try to do anything. See, the great dilemma for Republicans, establishment Republicans, is all their money comes from lefties. And all their votes come from righties. Now, you righties out there who are voting Republican, you don't donate any money. You might donate $100, but you don't donate real money. How many of you are maxing people out $2,700 every quarter or every election cycle? You're not. You're not. Just trust me. I know you're not.
Well, what is that saying? Politics is the art of getting money from the rich and getting votes from the poor under the pretense of protecting one from the other?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, but they go to the corporations and the globalists and they say, give us your money. To get reelected.
They go to us poor schmucks and say, vote for us.
Yeah. That we're fighting those people we're taking all the money from.
Yeah.
And we might be taking their money, but trust us. We're protecting. Yeah. You know, we're going after them. Jimmy, got a couple minutes.
I got a question for you. Could these people be considered domestic terrorists?
Yes, I think so. Why not?
Looks like to me they could be.
Yeah, why not? When you have, again, I don't think I can say it clearly enough. When you have a rogue element of an armed paramilitary organization seeking to undermine the President of the United States and to get him out of office, that is a coup, that is treason, that is an act of war. Jimmy, your phone's gone crazy, my friend.
He's in a diesel truck.
Oh, well.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Sam? You there, buddy?
Yeah, did you say Sam?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I made the mistake of turning off my radio so I could talk with you and missed what occurred and walked into something that I wasn't sure about. I just wanted to call and try to lighten it up a bit, but I enjoyed the conversation that happened the day that the snow and ice was on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoy Barron's analysis, even if it is a rant analysis.
What? Rant? Sam.
He made one about Waitgate, and I love that. And then he made another one my mind just went blank.
Now, I did not make fun of Waitgate. I just said Donald Trump is a trans weight American.
There you go.
He might be 275, but he feels
239.
But you brought it to the point that it can be used in any election with some other individual that may run.
Yeah.
And I thought that was great. And then you did the analysis on Amazon, where they would come. And you, if I remember correctly, you said they're coming to Nashville.